You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hear the song?
I got a lead. So, leave, however we're pronouncing the golf breakaway thing.
Yep.
When it doesn't get allowed into the world golf rankings, it's going to be complained that there's prejudice against them. They're being treated unfairly. Joe, men's golf tournaments are 72 holes.
Right.
These guys are proudly playing 54. They do not get into the world golf
rankings. I didn't know
Leave
was 54.
That's what 54 is, L-I-V.
Oh.
So they're proud of their 54 holes. You cannot allow them into the golf rankings for what they're accomplishing like the LPGA and the seniors do.
Right.
It's that simple.
Right.
If the, you know, and Greg Norman, I said this earlier today, but if there's ever anybody in the world who wishes all golf tournaments were 54 holes, it would be Greg Norman, right?
Right.
Because the number of times he urinated on himself in the last 18 holes.
Right.
For instance, if golf tournaments were 54 holes, he wouldn't have had to worry about blowing a six-stroke lead on the last day of the Masters and losing by five. He wouldn't have had to worry about shooting 78 while Nick was shooting 67. He wouldn't have had to worry about that. What a fraud. He's complaining that he wants them to be included in the world golf rankings.
No.
You're not getting in the world golf rankings. Because of what you pointed out last week, you're playing against the same 48 guys every week, right?
It's a circus.
And it's 54 holes. So, no, you're not getting in the world golf
Matthew
rankings.
Fitzpatrick won the Open.
He's a fine player. Won the USAM there in 2013, was it? He won the USAM there, and great amateur. Has done okay. Does he play more over in Europe than he does here?
Yes.
I see him pop up here once in a while.
I bet he's the only U.S. Open winner to wear braces.
I was wondering that. I was watching it with the boys yesterday.
I cannot ridicule any Brit that wants to do something about his god-awful teeth. You know, at some point, they should all wear braces, shouldn't they? They got bad teeth.
Well, he's got nice teeth now. They're held in line there with the wires and the stuff.
He's got to be, 30 now?
Old are you when you win the amateur?
Yeah, you can be 20, so.
How many PGA players wear braces?
No, you won't even find an answer to that.
No, but yeah. I
bet he's 30.
Yeah, he's been around. He's had a couple chances in the British Open and stuff. Oh, he made some. I didn't watch it live. I watched the tape of it and kind of went and watched the highlights. But that last hole, that was pretty good.
You know who was here earlier today visiting us?
Who?
Manny.
Really?
Manny was in the house.
Manny got the summer off?
No, he's running the jazz station over at North High School.
Oh, they do that year-round, not
correct.
Just when school is in.
Correct, yep.
Yeah, because he's teaching radio
That's
to the
right.
youth of of the Twin Cities, mm-hmm. so of the Minneapolis school system. He's a Minneapolis school employee. Mm-hmm. You know what that means?
He's a government official.
That means health benefits and pensions, all that good stuff. That's
well,
great.
Anyway, we ended up talking about the Avs and the Tampas of all things, because mm-hmm. that Avs beating them 7-0 was just outrageous. And Manny's got a pretty good theory.
What's that?
Over the last 3 years, the Tampa Bays have just played too much hockey.
Yeah, and this year they played 7 in the first round. Then they only took them 5 to beat Florida, didn't it?
I thought they swept the Panthers.
Swept Florida.
And then they played 7 tough ones against the Rangers. Meanwhile, right. the Avs have been sitting around smoking dope out in the mountains and stuff.
Well, plus they won in the bubble in 2020.
Yes.
And then 2.5 months later, the season started.
Yes.
Then they played again last year and went to the mm-hmm. Stanley Cup. Now this year, the Stanley Cup. And you can say, well, they lost the Rangers 2-0 and came back to win. I don't think they have it this time.
Colorado's a lot better than
pretty
the Rangers.
Good. They're good.
They're fast, man. Oof. They're fast. They are explosive. And
by the way, did
fast.
Kemper only face 16 shots the other night?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Wow.
Dirk Cooper, we didn't need him.
No.
We didn't need him. Yeah. But you know what you discovered up front and personal? Manny is a sports savant.
Yeah, he is.
He is... The amazing amount of information he could come up with on a...
I thought I had a pretty decent memory about sports, and Manny blows me out of the water.
I think what he studied when he was in high school was Super Bowl history. Because he's like, when they, you know, pick your own curriculum.
Is he a local kid?
His stepfather's Oscar Reed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, give the seed to Reed.
Give the seed to Oscar Reed. And, but he's just a, it's not just football, which is his.
No.
He knows everything.
Everything.
He knows everything. He knows hockey, for God's sake.
Well, man, he's saying, he said, Joe, Tampa's played too many games.
He didn't need anybody to come up with that theory for him. He's amazing.
You know what you should have asked him was your basketball question.
Which is what?
Because Manny loves the NBA. When you and Royce during sports talk were breaking down, who was it? Was it that got
I've
that
never
got 50?
Broken down basketball.
Oh, Derrick Rose, when he got 50 points, and you asked Pat, why can't he do that every night?
Right. Yeah, all right, a lot. You know what I would have liked to ask Manny today? Hmm. Where'd Wiggy come from?
Mm-hmm.
Where did this Wiggy come from? That's what I'd like to ask him. Boy, people, I wrote a column about Wiggy for whatever the heck day, and people get mad when you say Wiggy had a lot to do with Golden State winning.
Why?
He was the second best player.
Why do people get mad?
I don't know. They just don't want it. You know what?
They don't want to be reminded.
When you form an opinion, sports fans, more than writers, I think, more than sports writers, more than people on the radio talking sports, when they form an opinion, they don't want to have to change it. They don't want to admit they were wrong.
That is true.
I mean, I've done it. I've been wrong often enough. I can admit it routinely. anyway, I would have liked to get Manny. Manny would have a theory that goes beyond the routine.
But don't you think a big part of it was... Obviously, any player that struggles in a spot that gets a change of scenery, that can have something to do with it. But... You took him from one of the worst-run organizations in the history of sports.
You took him from dysfunction to function.
Correct.
But the other thing is, just the pure basic is, they had 3 shot makers, which allowed open court.
Floor spacing.
For him to break in and get rebounds and, you know, drive to the basket and do all that stuff. Because they were out there chasing Jordan Poole and Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. Mm-hmm. So that had a lot to do with it.
Getting back to the Open. Did you see what the payout was for first place?
What are we, two?
$3.1
million. Ooh.
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
We're getting almost up to live money then.
Scheffler in second got 1.5. Zalatoris got 1.5. Matsuyama in fourth got damn near $860,000.
That's good.
And you need live?
Zalatoris maybe he can go out and get himself a good meal now that he's got that 1 point, whatever it is. God, he's too damn skinny. How can he hit the ball that far when he weighs 105 pounds?
Well, Fitzpatrick doesn't weigh anything.
No, but he's not quite as small, skinny as this kid.
Mm-hmm.
How about 2-2, though? He finishes second two majors in a row.
What was the temperature there, by the way? Because everyone was wearing long sleeves.
58 degrees.
Was it really?
Thursday and Friday were great, and then it got cold. You know, that happens in New England because you got that water there.
Swings down, it swings up.
You got the Calcutta Clipper.
You get the Newfoundland Follies or something. So,
okay, are the Cleveland's going to come in here and upend our ball club?
Let Denny explain. Clipper
swings down, swings up, lakefront influence, and out.
See? Boom. That's why they were wearing long sleeves.
I think he was just having fun.
I hope so. The Calcutta Clipper.
The Calcutta Clipper. Okay, what were you asking there?
Are the Clevelands going to come in here and upend our ball club?
All I know is that they've won
a lot.
16 out of 21 or 17 Something out of like 22, that. But they just beat the Dodgers in L.A. two in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And in two close ball games, they beat the Dodgers. They got Jose Ramirez, who might be the MVP, and just a bunch of nobodies.
They've got pitching, though.
They do have pitching. And guess what? They'll use it. Bieber missed last year. He goes, Tommy John.
The other day,
he was up to 115. Terry's Francona saying, yeah, he's
get
okay.
Your butt out there and go.
Yeah, let's go.
You know who else is pretty good is this Plesac kid. He's pretty good.
Plesac's kid. They got about four of them that are pretty good. I got that Savali's in the minor leagues. I saw that.
Oh, is he?
He was pretty good for him last year. But they got a manager who just manages. He doesn't like getting Jose Ramirez off his feet. Now, he missed a game the other day because he had a bad shoulder injury. But he plays every day. He likes to play the guys that are his best players, which is an interesting concept, that's for sure.
It really is.
Yeah.
They don't have a plan for anybody, a 100-game plan?
Yeah. The other day... The somebody asked this question earlier. So you got Buxton, right? He DHs one day, and then he takes a day off, and then he's playing again, right? He's playing another day.
He played yesterday, didn't
he? Well, yeah. Well, you're getting your ass kicked, and he lets him play nine innings. If we're worried about, why don't we get him off his feet after five innings yesterday, and then maybe he can play and then take another day off, and he can maybe play the whole series.
It's only a half day.
He could maybe play the whole series against Cleveland. Holy cow! Let's try it. God almighty.
I would.
Drive me nuts. But Thursday, high temperature day game, 95.
Mm-hmm.
Don't expect to see Buxton or Correa if you're coming to that game. We're going to have to get them both off their feet that day, don't you think?
Well, that's pathetic. Play them.
Yeah, especially Correa. He ain't coming back anyway, so what difference
does it make? Especially this four-game series.
Mm-hmm.
This is the team that's right on your tail.
Do we have a doubleheader in this thing?
I thought it was a Monday through Thursday. Wasn't it a four-gamer?
No, Tuesday through Thursday. Oh,
I thought it was
but
four.
But next week you're there and you play five.
Oh, that's what I'm confusing it with then. Okay.
They had a trip to Cleveland canceled postponed.
Because of the lockout?
Because of the week lockout. So they got 2 5-game series in Cleveland.
Oh, wow.
Next week and then again later in the season.
Like August or something?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because they lost that series, so they're making it up. I don't know how.
This is 3 games followed by Colorado.
Yes. Next year, Joe,
mm-hmm.
much more National League action. You're going to play all 15 teams.
Really?
Yeah. And you're going to play...
Does that mean less divisional games?
Yes,
then?
I think they're going to play 14 against the division instead of 19.
19,
so,
okay.
Yeah. I'm in favor, although you're really taking a risk because you're going to many more cities and you get rained out, what the hell are you going to do?
So you're doing a series against every National League opponent next year.
Yeah,
wow.
And you're playing the Brewers twice.
The home-and-home deal?
Yeah, you're playing the home-and-home. So that's 16 series against the National League.
Wow.
I think the Brewers thing is still going to be only 2-2, though, which is stupid. But, they don't – when you play 2-2, you can't do it on a weekend.
Well, that's going to say, and that don't they usually do it during the week? It's usually like a Monday through Thursday deal, right?
Yeah, which is stupid. They used to do it on a weekend.
Which was great.
Good. Yeah, you go down there and
I got a soccer
drink
question.
And raise hell. I'm ready.
You got this new soccer stadium over on University
Avenue. Yes, we have it.
Does Minnesota United play there or the Loons?
They're the Minnesota United. We're Minnesota United, but their unofficial nickname is the Loons.
I always thought we had two teams.
It's unofficial. It's unofficial, but the bird on their design is either a loon or it looks like a loon.
Who do you wear the scarf for, United or the Loons?
The United FC. I don't think soccer teams, for some unknown reason, have official nicknames.
But they got mascots and stuff, don't they?
Yeah, but they're the Loons, but they're... I got a loon stat for you. I looked this up today. I'm very upset about the state of MLS soccer. There's no offense. Who used to say offense all the time?
That was...
Wally Shaver, right? Didn't he say offense?
I think he did.
I don't know if Al said offense, but he said offense.
Well, Wally worked at Canadian Accent.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Even though he was born in America.
Yeah. Offense. The Minnesota Kicks arrived in town 1976.
That's right.
24 games that season in the regular season. 54 goals.
Mm-hmm.
These jackasses, 15 games, 16 goals.
What?
One goal a game. Bring back the Artful Dodger. Bring back the Kicks. For God's sakes, they had to get three to win. Now you get one, you get a tie.
And then you hold.
God almighty.
Okay, the Loons lost to... the New England Revolution.
Yes. Now they
is that
that's
their
an
nickname?
Official nickname. Yes, they go by that. They don't have, but here's the thing. You got Real Madrid.
Who
so
are
now
they?
We had that's a team in Spain.
Madrid.
Yeah. But they're Real Madrid. So what? Salt Lake is Real Salt Lake. Okay,
really?
Really? You know, your rich soccer tradition of Real Salt Lake. They steal all these. They're just a bunch of phonies. They just be Americans and just say we're the Minnesota Loons. We don't need
the
this
Guardians
United.
Would have been an acceptable name for soccer,
yes,
but not for baseball.
Hey, they're first place. They got what if the Guardians win the World Series
oh,
in
God.
1 year of existence?
I can't.
After Cleveland's only the Indians have only won one World Series, I think, in
wow.
history.
You know the other precious thing, Joe, that the MLS likes to do. Pat, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but aren't half the teams in the MLS nicknamed the United?
We got several Uniteds.
Yeah, we've got a lot of Uniteds, Joe.
And that's based on Manchester United.
Oh, sure.
Minnesota's United Loons.
Yep.
Well, FC, the Loons, is they're the Minnesota United Football Club, Joe.
Right.
United FC, but they're fans, and now the media calls them the Loons.
I would go. I still have yet to attend an event there, but I'd go. I probably wouldn't watch much of the game, but I do want to check out that craft beer bar.
That
looks pretty neat.
It's a pretty good-sized bar. It's a pretty good-sized bar, and I think, you know, only $13-$14.
So well, that's it.
That's nothing.
I can get two.
When I found out what they were charging for a Surly, you know, over there, it was like $12-$13. I said, do you order one and then they drive it over to the, you know, because it's right over there. It's only a couple of miles. Give me four Surlys. Okay, the cab will be here in 20 minutes. You know?
That'll be $206.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I don't know what they're charging for beer now, but I think it was 13 when it opened, so they usually raise them.
Here's Manny's headline. Lightning might be running out of gas.
There we go.
Yeah, they play tonight in the Tampas.
Okay. Have you gotten out and hit the ball all in this stifling heat?
Not in this heat. I haven't had a chance.
Mm-hmm. You don't mind stifling heat,
though. I don't mind it at all. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Because I don't like winter, so I can't complain about this.
Mrs. Ricey is not good at the heat. We went to the baseball game yesterday, and she only lasted three innings.
What'd you go to, a town ball game?
Town ball game.
Who were the Hollanders battling?
Waconia, and it wasn't going well.
Oh, Waconia's got a good club this year.
Yeah, they look good, and I think we got problems with the Hollanders. They're not as good as they have been for a while. But,
better question. How were the Kurds?
Kurds were damn good. I didn't have any of the, what do they call
You didn't have pepper jelly?
No, oh, yeah. We
what town is this? Where they have Cologne. The Kurds?
Oh, no, Joe, you got to get out there for the Kurds.
But then they have Reuben balls.
Ooh.
Reuben, that's a nice snack. Supposed to be great, but yeah. I didn't. They got the good burgers. They got the whole thing. You know what? Craig Pexa, the guy now, has a food truck.
Yes.
He has a food truck. And somebody was telling me, Craig has said, you know, you guys, like, we don't have any Tuesday games scheduled. They don't, you know, just decided not to schedule games this year. Craig said, you guys all like to play golf. That'd be a good night. The Henderson
car show.
The cars are, that's Tuesday. Craig is going down parking the food truck down there at the.
And he gets a lot of business.
I got to get
by
to
way.
One of those shows.
It's really cool.
I really do.
It's just guys driving up and down the street.
Right. I love that.
In their,
it's neat. I went there once last summer, and it basically runs on 19 once you cross the river in Henderson. And it goes all the way up to when you're going on your way to Gaylord. It's really neat in
downtown. So what
downtown.
Do they do? What do you see? So you know it's not just Main Street.
It's mostly on Main Street, but then there's some that kind of trickle off on,
what
is that, 6 or 4?
And so what are we doing, like American Graffiti, just riding up and down?
Yeah, old cars, bikes, the whole deal. It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. And I'm not really a big car guy.
I wonder who the mover and shaker was in beautiful downtown Henderson who got this going.
But it's really working for him.
Yeah.
It's, how far is Henderson from my house?
You can get there in an hour.
Ooh, that's a long way.
It's way out of here. That's if there's no slowdowns occurring out on Jordan.
Yeah, that's true. 169, once you get, you'll be fine. You can get there in an hour.
169 to what, 19?
I'm
going to
do it right here. Yeah, 19. I'm going to do it right here.
Did you hear about the town ball scandal?
No.
Which one?
The Janesville, what are they? They're only been back in about 6 years, right?
Yes, I did hear about
this. So Janesville's baseball team plays on the high school field, the city field, which is apparently touches.
It edges the high school grounds.
It edges the high school grounds. So you are not supposed to drink on a school grounds, right? So apparently they've started up 6 years, and they don't sell beer. But people go to the game, they bring themselves a six-pack.
That's
sit
the
out,
best
right?
part of town baseball, yes, having a cold baseball. One on a warm day.
Well, what I'm told, I got a Janesville insider. You probably know about it.
I do.
This guy grew up there. There used to be a guy who was in charge of the grounds and the school buildings and stuff in Janesville. And this other fellow was his assistant, and they did not get along. So then this guy quit, but he's big in the baseball team. So the guy who replaced him now drives by to see if anybody's drinking beer at the baseball game, ratted him out to the cops, and now anyone who brings a beer to a town team baseball game, which is the only reason they're playing is so you can drink a beer, is going to be arrested. I think the cops are going along here. The cop, I would think, in Janesville.
The cop.
He's probably going along because this guy's complaining, and then he's got some other people to complain with him. This guy's complaints, they can, like, cite them as citizen to. So Janesville is now looking for another place to play, another ballpark to play. But Gladys Kravitz, the male version of Gladys Kravitz, ratted them out, and they haven't played. I don't think they played a home game since then.
And I think I can speak for everyone that's associated with Tomball that will say what this guy needs is something to do.
Yes.
This guy that's ratting everybody out.
And apparently has not, the fact that everybody in town knows who it was and now are ridiculing him has not prevented him from continuing to press.
Well, it's probably made it worse, in all honesty.
Are town ball games only on weekends?
No.
No, there's a lot of them played. And what has happened to the game, Joe, is traditionally it was usually 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon. Now a lot of them, because Reavers and Buddy, you know, has got guys, and they want to go to the wife harasses them into going somewhere on the weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
the parents' cabin or something. Mm-hmm. So they now a lot of them have played five or six on Sunday. So you get in your car, you go up to the cabin, you mow the lawn, yeah. You know, what you do when you get
you
up
get there.
There
and you start thinking, when do I get back?
Then you cook then you cook some brats and then you do that, and then everybody sleeps in an uncomfortable bed where mosquitoes are biting you in the head.
Right.
And then you get up in the morning, you have breakfast, you look at the lake.
Yep.
And then you drive back and play. And then you drive back and play baseball. And
in fact,
Then all your kids who used to have friends, now your kids invite the kids to come up. And when they get to be about 11, these kids, I can't make it this weekend. And pretty soon, you got these two kids. Your two children no longer have any friends because they're up at the cabin all week. Every weekend and. And everybody's hiding from them because they don't want to get in. All their friends are hiding from them because they wanted to get invited up there. Anyway, that's why town team baseball is. It's the wives that are making them play at 6 in the afternoon, right. 6 on Sundays, right?
Yes.
Because they want to do something
else on the weekend.
Ball games. Yeah.
In fact, Patrick, I'm looking at the Faribault Lakers schedule, and I thought we were playing there, but the Janesville town team is coming to our ballpark on July 21st, and I'm going to declare that free beer
tonight. Let's buy it. Janesville fans get their first beer free.
On Reavers, yes.
Yeah, their first
you
beer
better be
free.
Careful.
I did get in trouble one time for doing that when I had a bill of about $200 at the at one of our ball games. But that's okay.
What are they what do they call them, the Janies?
I don't know what Janesville's town
They've
team is.
They've only had a team again for 6-7 years.
Because isn't their high school, well, they're with
Waldorf,
right?
Yeah. And, the home of Cecilia McDonald, my mother. The Waldorf, 100% Irish at one time.
Okay.
McDonald's were a big family there. And they were, that's where my mother's from. Some of my first reunions of crazy behavior memory was a couple of her family reunions in Waldorf in about 1952 or 3 when I was a kid. Whew. My old man fit right in with those crazy McDonald boys.
Why do you say McDonough? Isn't it McDonough?
I don't know. I always call it McDonough. I don't know. It probably is McDonough. It's D-O-N-O-U-G-H. So
yeah,
it's
McDonough.
Probably is. But big old family down there, like all Irish is. But I don't. Do we have a different? They've probably merged with somebody else beyond Janesville, Waldorf.
I'm not sure.
Pemberton, they probably merge somebody else, but boy, you got to be a jackass to say we can't have people.
Well, I was going to tell you,
I don't think the whole field is as you say.
I think it just butts up next to school property. But I was going to tell you, the first year I was with Chanhassen in 2010, we were at our meeting, and because that they also play at the Chanhassen High School,
right.
We weren't allowed to sell beer. And everyone kind of talked very casually about that, and I raised my hand, and I said, you all do realize selling beer is going to be your number one source of revenue,
yes.
Right, for a town baseball team? And then after that first year, then we sold beer going forward.
They gave them a
space. Once the school year was over, that was the rule.
And you had to buy a license or
correct,
something.
Yes, yeah, we had to get a liquor license.
You got to have beer,
That's town ball.
I didn't know beer was that important to the town ball cult.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people call it beer ball.
Yeah.
And town ball. But anyway, Janesville's got their
own. Do the players have a beer when they're playing?
Wait till your game is over, of course.
All right.
The great Joe Driscoll.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he might have
They could have a statue of him where the gathering is after the game to drink beer.
Yeah.
He was the king of that. One of my favorite Joe Driscoll stories is he played with Dundas for a couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Dundas went to they might have won the state one year, but he was older then. But he might have gotten drafted by Dundas because I think he was playing at Red Wing.
Okay.
Whatever it is, they were having the meeting after Meadsville and Dundas played for the regional title there, and I was down there. And Joe, he was not in the game, so he was sitting there drinking a beer, but they came out and informed him that he had been a Dundas Duke last year, but now he was a Meadsville Mudhand this year, and he raises the beer and said, Every team needs a role model. he had the bad stroke about 3 years ago. He looked like he was coming back about a year and a half later, but the last year had been tough. And he,
I thought about him, by the way.
Thursday, I think.
We played Milroy on Friday, and we spent the night at the Quality Inn right across the street from Southwest State University.
State University, yes.
Where those pesky grades got in the way.
Yeah, I said somebody texted me, somebody tweeted and said, Joe was one of the great athletes in Southwest Minnesota State history. Well, I don't think he made it through basketball season. And they had these back then, you know, they had classes in the early 70s that you were supposed to attend, and he wasn't real good at that.
Did you guys win this weekend?
Oh, God, no. No, we lost both games, but that's not part
of it. Even the Starks beat you?
Oh, yeah. The Starks got a good club. Uh-huh. Well, Pat, when you're looking at the guy that was starting in left field on Saturday, because we were down a few men after the Friday night game.
You got to get your team to show up here, man. The big thing about town ball, Joe, is getting your team to show up.
A lot of guys don't make it.
Consistency. Yeah. Well, Father's Day weekend is usually
a bit tough.
We're a little bit lighter.
Did you get showered with gifts?
I did not. I did not.
Did you get the warmest personal regards anyway?
I got that.
Were you left alone? Is that kind of part of the bit?
No, just kind of a regular Sunday.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, I don't think the bride said anything. My son Chris took me out for lunch on Saturday, which was pretty good. And Jim texted me from Hawaii.
Yeah, that's all you can hope for.
And my stepson called me up and congratulated me on having survived another one. But that was you know, not a lot of.
I think she's falling off the radar.
Didn't get the card of any kind.
I got a card that says "You the man," and you open it up and says "You the old man, but you the man."
Was this from
the
one of your
CP.
Daughters? Oh, the CP. Yeah. Okay.
I never did get a card from a kid.
If I ever do anything for my wife on Mother's Day, she says I'm not your mother.
Right.
And so then that
you're off the
that
hook.
Prevents me from. Saying, "Hey, it's Father's Day," because I know she's going to say, "You're not my. I'm not."
Isn't that your line?
Not my father. So.
She ain't my mother.
No, no. Yes, saves you a lot of money that way. That's for sure.
So. I thought of something this morning watching the local news. We always get the story of drinking water when it's hot out, right?
Sure.
Is that a function of lazy journalism, or are we really that stupid?
Mm-hmm. Lazy journalism.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Stay hydrated.
Thank you. I'm aware.
Wear light clothing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, how did they get along 100 years ago?
You know what? Most of us, when we're about age 2, the instinctive move, if you're outside and it's hot, is to take something off.
That's
right?
Right.
Isn't that? I mean, you just realize that these things
it
make
adds
you
heat.
Warmer.
Yes.
Yeah, make you warmer. So it's pretty routine, I would think, that nothing really. But it is, it's like the Rolling Stones story, though. Every time they come back to town, somebody's got to tell us about Jimmy.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
It's somebody from Channel 11 will call up 5 and say, "Did you guys do that last year? Is it your turn or is it our turn?
Are we in the rotation?
Whose turn is it to do this year? Are they coming again?"
They were just here a couple months ago.
No, they're doing a European tour.
And then they're done?
Well, who knows?
God, they got to be. He's 80, isn't
they're
he?
They're 80.
God almighty.
Paul McCartney's 80.
It's a different thing, though. He can just go out there and, you know, crouch down a little and play his guitar. He doesn't have to dance like poor old Mick does and Keith and, you know.
Well, Keith doesn't dance. He takes the knee to get oxygen.
Yes, he does. But, I mean, as a guy with bad knees younger than him, I don't know how he gets up. Does somebody come in kind of when nobody's looking, when they're all applauding, somebody help him
up? Somebody might help him up. Yeah.
Right.
Boost him up.
God, it's amazing how those, you know.
Well, Mick got COVID, so they had to cancel a few tour dates.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, who hasn't? Who hasn't? Have you had it?
I have not had it.
You've never had it?
I don't think so. But who knows? You never know if you've had it and just didn't really feel anything.
I had something, but they told me it wasn't COVID.
I think you did, because you were pretty
Well, they tell me it wasn't COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I think it's, you know, it's...
It's like winning the lottery. You're either going to get it or you're not.
That's right. That's right. And I once again realized again the other day why I never win the lottery.
You forget to
play. Don't buy any tickets.
Me neither.
Even when I go in there, don't buy tickets, but I'd sure like to hit it.
Right? Pat, you
especially
held,
now.
Right. You held up your bottle of Diet Coke, and I was desperately trying to find a thread. You guys have seen these threads on Twitter. I decided to stop. Or go gluten-free, and here's what happened, a thread.
Yeah.
And it's all these things of how his life improved.
Yeah.
There was a comedian that said, I finally decided to take a chance, and I quit drinking Diet Coke,
yes,
a thread.
I retweeted that.
Oh, my God. And it's how her life has become miserable, because all she wants is a bleeping Diet Coke.
Well, this one guy said, he says, my health has not improved. My only joy in life is gone. I'm the only thing I like to do in life is gone. I'm a miserable human being and nobody can stand me.
That's probably why I saw it then, because you retweeted it. Oh, yeah. I was just dying. It was so damn funny.
Oh, yeah. It's all.
My only joy is gone.
Where did I have? I was in.
Oh.
I was buying one the other day and my wife was in the car and wanted me to get her something else. And I said, do you have those? And she said, well, it'd be, there's a lot of stuff back there. It'd be better than what you're going to drink.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like saying, you know. Who,
none of your business,
yeah,
lady.
Yeah. Who,
this is my pleasure.
Who died and make you God, for God's sakes, you big mouth. You can taunt me about a lot of things, but don't taunt me about my Diet Coke.
Yeah, you leave that alone. Them's
right.
Fighting
How
words.
Many is that today?
I think it's only my second.
That's nothing.
Pretty damn good.
Yeah.
Pretty damn good, but...
That's because you've been drinking water, because you read about it on the news.
Oh, yeah. Drink a lot of water. Although, you were you with me when I had the Horleys?
Many times.
Yeah. It was that was a Diet Coke day when it was like this.
Hazeltine.
Had the Horleys.
Yep.
And that was, I don't think on a real hot day when you're playing golf and you're out there and the sun's beating you on it, this is the preferred beverage.
No, I think water
beer. Yeah, it might come in. Yeah, this might not be the answer because, you get the Hurleys or the Whirlies. Those aren't good. Those are not good. I think we've done enough.
I think so,
Speaking
too.
Of golf, though. What? If I wanted to escape all of this, Joe, where would I go?
Giants Ridge.
There we go.
And guess what? It ain't 95 up there today.
No, it's going to be cool and beautiful, and you're in the middle of nature, and that's home to the two of the greatest golf courses in the state, if not the country, the Legend and the Quarry. And right now through August 29th, 37-hole special. Play the Legend and the Quarry, 36 holes of Minnesota's best golf with lunch on them between rounds at the Wakuda Grill. And right there, you'll enjoy one of the finest and most peaceful overlooks in all of northern Minnesota. You can see these. Go to the 3D course flyovers of the Legend and the Quarry at GiantsRidge.com. And coming up very shortly, June 28 is the 25th anniversary of the Legend. And the Legend sparked golfing in northeast Minnesota.
Sparked it?
Soon after came the Quarry and the Wilderness. And if the gas prices got you down, maybe this is your family vacation destination with nearby water recreation, biking, hiking, the newest lift, the newest and largest lift-served mountain bike in the Pike Park in the Midwest, dining, lodging, and more. You can book tee times online at GiantsRidge.com or by calling Giants Ridge at 218-865-8030.
I have one question before we sign off.
Mm-hmm.
I got a cat update.
Oh, yeah?
We got the cats running around the neighborhood.
The neighbor cats.
I got rid of the one that came into my garage.
You got rid of them.
Yeah.
The feral cats. We got a brood of them. And you think about a cat, they multiply.
Are they in the window well?
No, they're running around the neighborhood.
Oh, yeah.
And Harold, across the street the other morning, I woke up, I was falling asleep on a couch, I just decided to go outside and stretch, you know,
sure.
About 3 a.m. Just kind of going, out, see how the weather was.
3 o'clock
nice.
In the morning.
I was kind of doing this,
yep.
3 a.m., looking around, and there was a parade of them running across Harold's, right in front of Harold's door.
Really?
Taunting
There
him.
Had to be 8 of them, and they're there's going to be more. What right. are we going to do? And the little tiny ones that we had last year,
yep.
one of them was staring at me on the steps, and it ain't little tiny anymore. No. She's going to be having babies pretty soon. We got to get somebody in here that's a marksman
mm-hmm.
and start killing cats. Let's have you. We should have bumper stickers. Have you killed a cat today?
Right.
Come on, let's go. Here.
Live up to your obligation.
We got these. They're not intended to be. They're going to be breeding, you know, because we have a couple neighborhood cats that go out, you know,
sure.
at night and run the neighborhood, and that's fine. But they're going to be running them down and knocking them up, and now we're going to have them all over. We got to get rid of them.
I think the cat that visited me was with kittens. Had kittens coming.
Yeah, probably.
And then a guy came and took it to the Humane Society.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Could it swim? Anyway. No, we got to get rid of them. I mean, they're running around the neighborhood. You see them 5:30, 6 in the morning. I'm grabbing the paper, and you see them. They got this route up the street in the cul-de-sac running back
and
forth.
You got any birds left in your neighborhood?
No. They're killing them left and right. Yeah, I much prefer cardinals and robins.
Me too.
And the cats.
You know what they're good for, though? They get rid of the mice.
Yeah.
If you got a mouse problem, they'll get rid of the mice.
Yeah, they got maybe the mice have all run out of the neighborhood, but I don't like them. I don't like them.
Okay.
I got to get rid of the damn things. All right, that's my cat.
There we go. Here's today's cat update.
Today's cat update.
They're up to no good. They're always up to no good. Right. They're always looking around.
No, you can't trust a cat.
No, you can't. You can trust a dog.
You can trust a dog.
Yes, you can.
See you later.
Patrick Ricey for the Canopy Group. As you set out to explore Minnesota this summer, think about this. I didn't even know this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with a population over 2,500, and the Canopy Group has clients in all but 7 of those. Why is this fact important? Because the Canopy Group's experience in all those Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. Remember, the Canopy Group offers 16 insurance companies for a reason. That's to match your specific situation for your area with the absolute best insurance company for you. This is done every year because your specific situation may change. This experience working throughout Minnesota provides thousands of Canopy Group clients the peace of mind that knowing that Canopy Group is working for them. Please visit thecanopygroup.com today. You've heard me discuss my relationship with Josh Arnold for some time. The reason I advocate that you give Josh a call is simple. Trust and results. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions. As has been said, through all of our relationship, past results do not guarantee future returns. And while that is true, Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. You can understand that Josh will make sure you are not paying more in fees than you are seeing in returns. Yes, that is more common than you would like to think. Do yourself a favor and have a booking with Josh for the 48-minute free evaluation. This is a no-obligation meeting. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. You will be glad that you did.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Patrick Ricey is a paid endorser.
Hi, this is Chris Howard, host of Plugged In with Chris Howard. It's crazy to think that a few weeks ago we were talking about whether or not Tua Tagovailoa should consider retiring. After 2 concussions and worldwide debates on player safety and NFL culpability, Tua has done nothing but go back to work and currently has the Dolphins riding a 3-game win streak and 1 loss behind the division favorite Buffalo Bills. While everyone was yapping about the end of his career, Tua Tagovailoa said he'll decide when it's time. And clearly, he's not ready to hang up the cleats. Hi, this is Chris Howard from the Plugged In with Chris Howard podcast. BetOnline.net is your number one source for betting football and the start of the new basketball season. Find all the latest player developments, team matchups, news, podcasts, and in-depth analysis on every game. BetOnline remains your continued source for all your sports wagering information with live betting up-to-the-minute scores for every the fastest and easiest way to check in on all your favorite games and events, including the MLB playoffs, the start of the NHL season, MMA, boxing, and golf. And if you love sports podcasts, you can find those at BetOnline as well. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more. BetOnline, where the game starts.